I would like to start with Hollow, which is your new music project, as I understood. Can you tell me something more about Hollow? Because we got used to you playing guitar and vocals, and what is Hollow now? Is it like a band, or can you tell me something about it?
So my name is Victoria Shago, and I have participated actually Tak Festival twice in the past few years, and actually that experience made me stronger in the direction to form my own band, what is called Hollow in Hungarian, what means raven in English. So it's a blackbird, a bigger blackbird, and it's a unique European bird known from many mythological meanings and from the Bible, and very lot of meanings connected to in the Western cultures. And this is quite new. Actually, we did not perform anything yet because we are in the phase of doing the music itself. So I do have my own songs, as I was more active like a singer-songwriter kind of musician, and now this is going to be the band version of the singer-songwriter thing. And now we are working on a demo album, and also to present our music for the very first time in Budapest during the autumn, but it's not published yet, as we are a little bit afraid that if we are going to be ready with the material. But I'm optimistic and positive about the organization. So this is the phase we are right now.
Will Hollow, and in what way, be different from stuff you did as a solo artist with your guitar?
So the songs are actually the same. I do have a lot of songs what are going to be presented with the band, but it's going to be like, I think like from the artistic sense of view, it's going to be like more deeper. As a singer-songwriter, can be like it can be an intense presence on the stage itself, but with more instruments, with more concept behind, a band is going to be like a more hopeful performance and meaning. So it's going to be like a deeper understanding of the songs itself presented by the band.
I heard the song Healed, which was, I think, like credited as Hollow. It's a bit different from what you did. It's more electronic, I could say. Is that maybe like something, some direction in which this project will go, or?
Not really. Actually, I have to say that the Hollow itself, it is not a name of a band. It is a name of my music. It has to be clarified in the future that the songs itself and everything, like the production itself, it's the Hollow. And sometimes the Hollow comes on the stage by two person. Sometimes it's a band, but my songs are symbolized with this title. So this Healed was my very first electronic thing what I published. It's actually something what I was experiencing with, and I thought that I should show that I'm into in this kind of things as well. That this is also a direction. It's not going to be the music band, the Hollow, when it's going to be with the other musicians. It's going to be more a rock music or an alternative rock music, I would say, but we'll have electronic parts as well. So it's going to be a mixture of the singer-songwriter, of this electronic thing with a lot of electronic guitars and of course drums as well. And so yeah, it's going to be a bigger thing.
Can you bring closer to the public in Serbia and the people in Serbia? Can you tell what's the situation for independent artists like in Hungary?
Actually, there are some governmental national funds for artists, but it's not easy to start, because if you would like to get a fund for something, for example, if you would like to publish a new album, you already have to be a little bit established. I mean that you have already published one album, or you have, like, I don't know, you already done something with your band. If you are really starting from the very zero, that it's a hard thing to do, because of course it was also for me a really hard phase of this work process, that I was searching for musicians, that the need was to work with somebody for 1 year without concerts, without paying them, without anything financial background. So you have to be really motivated, and you really need to know what you would like to do. If you're an independent artist or an independent musician in Hungary, so I cannot say that there are no possibilities, but if you are starting from the very ground, you have to do it for like years without any financial background, or maybe if you have like somebody to give you a special or private funding, but it's not a realistic thing here.
So it's not easy, as I understand.
It's not easy at all, yeah.
Besides music, you paint. Can you tell us more about your paintings? What do they represent?
I started in 2019, but this abstract painting thing was already from the very childhood of mine was there. Just I didn't started it. So actually I always knew that I would like to paint, but I don't know, I needed time to start it. I paint abstract paintings, 1 meter and above sized images. And actually the painting and the music, I think, can be connected. A lot of times is if you are expressing yourself with words and with music, and you can express yourself with colors and surfaces with the patches on the canvas. So it's a different kind of way to talk about your inside. You talk about feelings, to talk about experiences, what are coming from the very deep. Especially abstract art is really capable of talking about things what cannot be verbalized. So it's a method for me to work with my, what I don't know, with my inner self or something like that.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I read this on your website. You make a living working as a manager of international affairs at Hungarian Heritage House, right?
Yes.
How do you combine that job with music and painting and this artistic stuff that you do?
Yeah, people tend to ask me, how can I do such a lot of things like this? But actually it is not as much as it seems for the very first time. As for example, the painting takes much little time, or much less time than people think. So yes, I make living as an international project manager, fundings and things like this. So it looks like that during the day I'm at work at the Hungarian Heritage House, and in general in the evenings I do paint, or I'm practicing with the band during the weekends. So yeah, I think if somebody is motivated to do more than his or her job, people can find time to do that. So I think I do have time for everything.
That's great. You were in Serbia a couple of times playing a TACT festival. What kind of memories do you have from Serbia, Novi Sad? Something that stuck with you? I don't know, your experience here.
Actually, I can be very honest that it was a really good experience, because the whole community and also the singer-songwriters, the bands, the musician, and also the audience was so positive, and they gave me feedback about my concerts. So it was a very pleasant experience. Also, not just the event, but Novi Sad as well, as I really liked the city. So I cannot tell anything what was not really okay. So yeah. Yes.
And one more thing, what can we expect from Victoria in the future? You got this whole thing going on with your music and painting. What are your goals for the future?
The very exact goal of with my music life is to get and reach audience internationally. So not just in Hungary, but within Europe and above and everywhere else. So actually, I would like to present this music to a lot of people. So this is the very exact direction. I don't think that I would like to be somebody with an audience on a huge festival with like thousands of people. I would like to get an audience who are connecting with my music, can understand what I am singing about, and can relate to it. So this is what I'm looking for. And with the artistic parts, I do not have any goals. I'm just doing this because it makes me happy. And what I tend to say about my artistic journey, that I do not have any goal with it. I'm doing this because I cannot not doing it. So this is basically the, I don't know, the ars poetica of it.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that goal of yours is hard to achieve? I mean, to spread your music beyond the boundaries of Hungary. I mean, in Serbia, it's hard to do that.
Yes, I think it's achievable, but it's hard. So I cannot tell how many years and how much money and how much energy I have to put it into to reach it. I don't know it yet, but after my few of concerts and after publishing my very first album, maybe I will be able to see it more clearly, how the audience is giving its their feedback, how it's going to look like. So I think it's not unrealistic, but how easy and how hard it's going to be, I don't know it yet.